We've got a band in studio now who I'm hoping for our sake, Dick, that we don't mess up this intro because they are the Plucked Up String Band. How'd I do?
The what?
Plucked Up String Band.
Plucked Up, you said. Okay.
I did say that. I hope it came out okay. And the Plucked Up String Band consists, and I'm going to start way on my left. I know nobody can see that out there, but that's how we're going to do it. And that is with WTIP's own, and I better get that little mic up there, own Will Moore. And Will, of course, just finished his program before we came on air. And Will is on a big old bass over there, bass string, and
all the instruments are plucked.
They are plucked, yes.
So that was
they're all
out.
String instruments. And behind the computer, right in front of me, is Matt Nesheim, and Matt's on the little banjo there. Are you there, Matt?
I think I am, Buck.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you... I had to move a little bit to find you. And right next to him, Elliot Noyce is playing... what do you got there in front of you, Elliot?
Mandolin.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. Did your parents have something else in mind when they named you Elliot, too? The Elliot Ness, maybe?
Instead of Noyce?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
It's been a long show.
Yeah.
And our mystery guest, who actually started this band, Mr. Bill Hansen.
Handwriting's on the wall, sounds like.
Well, Bill, list him as a mystery guest on a lot of different bands. He's in here often.
Yes. It's always great to have Bill here in the studio or anywhere playing music.
And he's on the dobro.
It's always great to be here.
He is on the dobro. So everything is played by fingers tonight. And no drummer. We got nobody to pick on.
No.
Although we could start with Will over there
because
we usually do that. Anybody playing the bass is usually not allowed to sing.
You're in luck. I'm not singing anything.
Okay.
He's carrying on the tradition.
Bill, can you tell us a little bit about the band, how it got going?
Yeah, I'd like to say it was my idea. These are some players that I knew were around town, and I wanted to play with them. So I called them up and said, let's get together and play. And I should say we have a missing member, Amanda Hand, who's the lovely and wonderful singer, just a fantastic singer. But the two times we've played in public, she's missed it so far.
Oh
no, just by circumstance. She's been out of town the last time we played on the radio here, and this time too. But so you'll have kind of a odd version of the band tonight because a lot of the songs do sort of revolve around her voice. But we'll just be doing more. We'll be just doing it without her. So
she has a beautiful voice.
She does.
She can fill this whole room.
Maybe Will can fill in.
I think so. Will?
Try my hardest falsetto.
He does
sing sometimes.
Does it help to be in the shower or anything when you? No.
Yeah.
Doesn't
it's like
matter.
My own private studio.
Okay. Who is going to sing tonight, Bill?
I think Elliot will do most of the singing.
Okay.
And, Matt and Will will be doing a little harmony, I think.
Uh-huh.
I might even attempt a little
if
the spirit moves me.
So you don't need Dick to fill in?
Oh, he's welcome.
All right.
He's welcome. Everybody's welcome. No,
we did that once when you weren't here, Buck.
Oh, we did. I'm glad I was gone.
I have to say, even though I started this band, I think I really think of it now as Elliot's band. He's doing most of the songwriting and very talented young man here, and that's the fun for me is to be involved with these young musicians who have a lot of energy, and I think everyone in this band feels like they're playing catch up, and that's kind of a cool place to be. You know, we all think, oh my gosh, I got to really work hard to keep up with these good players, and I know I feel that way, and so it's just a good fun energy, and Elliot writes songs that I think are a little more complex. Harmonies harmonically than the average string band, the average two chord string band song, and so that's been the fun of it. Hard to learn, but we're slaving away at practice working on it.
Fun to play.
Fun to play. And he's I don't know, we've got he's written 10 or 12 or 13 originals, I think, so far, and they're still coming.
Sure, let's go with that.
Yep, we'll go with that.
Well, a few of them maybe aren't ready yet, but...
they're already on the roadhouse.
Three are, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he's pumping them out, so it's really been fun. It's really been fun. So.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'd like to introduce in what we'll do first, Elliot.
Sure. Yeah, the song's called Peace in Place of Love. Unbelievably serene. So forgive me if I stare, cause a kind heart's gotten me nowhere. Let's go swing and blow. Let's ride this stride through our own tales of woe. Let's find a place, a space, a spot to watch our last embrace. We warm up the parts of our good kind hearts. We'll be together when they come to spread our hearts apart. About this world that you know, you keep living fast and I keep moving slow. So why not dance with me? You know we got no future, and let's enjoy the past and be each other's suture. The thing about this world that you know, it's uncharted and we're no one's not to go. So come with me and you will be in my reflections. Love and dreams in different directions. So come with me and you will see in my reflections. Peace and place of love and dreams in different sections. You look at me like I do you. But lost you seem. Here's what we'll do. Let's get that wind blowing. Let's tighten up them big white sails of yours. Just hold on, cause I'm pretty sure that it never slows. The thing about this world that you know, it's uncharted and we're no one's thought to go. So come with me and you will be in my reflections. Peace and place of love and dreams in different directions. So come with me and you will see reflections, peace and place of love and dreams in different sections.
Great, guys.
Nice
the
sound.
Plucked up string band.
Yes, that's for sure.
Yeah, so now you know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's kind of a fun thing to have a hold of here.
It's not just D&G, there's an E that slips in there. So.
Yeah. And Will, you sounded great over there.
Thank
on
you.
That bass line.
So yeah, this is really is this nice. Your son's, Bill?
Yeah, it's Adam Hansen's bass.
Okay.
Adam, we determined last night, Adam's exactly a foot taller than Will. So Adam plays it with the peg all the way out, and Will plays it with the peg all the way in. So it's a very versatile bass. But yeah, thanks to Adam. I traded him my Martin guitar. He's got that on loan and trade for the bass, so we'll use it. So.
Well, it was a good deal for tonight and for all the times you're playing then.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really nice bass to have. He and I found it when he was 8 years old at an old music store in Duluth, and we were walking through, and I just saw a little corner of it way up in the ceiling. They had to go get a big extension ladder, and we made him climb up there and pull it down, and we bought it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty, too. Yeah, looks nice.
It's a nice bass. It was just, they thought it had been up there for years and years and years. They had no idea.
I'm interested in Matt. Matt, how long have you been playing music? You know, we all know you from North House, keeping everything together down there. So
I guess I've been playing for a long time. I went to a music magnet elementary school.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Learning more about you.
And I took, you know, many years of piano, which didn't do me a whole lot of good.
Not for this
terrible
band.
Terrible at piano, no.
No, there's no strings. No.
My parents had the best of intentions and, you know, sent me piano lessons, but I befriended the piano teacher. Uh-oh. And so I never had to practice.
I see. But you're playing not a piano.
No, I'm playing a guitar attached to a drum.
Yes, a banjo.
Yep. And drums were my main instrument throughout growing up, throughout middle school and high school. And then I got a little bit into a guitar and realized I wasn't as good at that. And so I figured a drum attached to a guitar would, you know, serve me pretty well. And it has.
Yeah, no, it's all sounding great. And how'd you connect with these two guys? Three guys.
Well, it's Bill. You know, Bill is...
he's always forgotten over
Bill's
here.
Bill's the social glue here.
Yeah. Okay, he found you.
Yeah, when Bill calls you up and says, I want to play music and I want to hang out, you say, okay.
Yeah. Good answer.
It's been fun. We practice at Matt's house out on the deck. You know, it's beautiful there on the Pincushion Trails. You guys are well familiar with those.
And, yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun. Really fun. We'll drink a beer once in a while.
No.
During practice, yeah. Yep. So
rare occasion.
Unheard of.
Yeah. Small
That's
correction, Bill. It's actually
a string band.
Small correction, Bill. It's Pincushion Trails Inn opening soon.
Fall of 2015. But yeah. Uh-huh. Trails Inn.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful spot. And, talking about, is Matt a musician? I didn't know he was really a musician either. He'd kind of told me over the years that he played the little banjo. And, kind of said, I play a little, I'm not very good. And, you know, but I wanted somebody that played the clawhammer style banjo, which he did. And I had a feeling there was, you know, still waters there. That there was more to it than he was letting on. But we get up to his house, and there's a marimba and a piano and a couple of really nice guitars sitting around. There's an acoustic bass up there.
And no one to play them.
A full drum kit. And then he tells me, oh, yeah, I'm really best at bagpipes.
Oh, you didn't tell us about that.
He's like the deepest musician of the group here. He just flying under the radar. So
bagpipes would have been fun tonight.
Oh, we're talking about it.
I keep a set of bagpipes underneath my desk at North House.
You do?
Just in case.
Just
we're learning a lot tonight.
There's a little brick glass and a hammer.
Yep.
In case they have to go to war.
Yeah.
Yep. Ask my coworkers. It's happened.
I think we're going to get Matt and Brian Bennett in.
I was just thinking the same
as
thing.
As a combination.
Yeah. The didgeridoo.
Wouldn't that be wild? Yeah. That would be wild.
Yeah, if there was a way to shut down WTIP permanently, that's probably closest we're going to go. No, I'm just kidding.
We'd have to have one in each studio and see what happens. So.
Well, I have to say, Elliot, I thought that was a great song.
Thanks.
Really nice. Very interesting, complicated lyrics, actually.
Cool. Yeah, words are my least favorite thing of music.
That was nice. And that's a mandolin you're playing there?
Mandolin. It's great.
Are there varieties of mandolin that looks a little different from what?
There's A style and F style. So yeah, this one, the F style has the scrolls.
Oh, yeah.
And then the A is more of a teardrop shape in a way. Yep.
Okay.
I've never really played the A's. But.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
How long have you been playing that?
Mandolin, I've been playing for, I guess, not even 2 years yet.
Oh, yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah,
I was playing a lot of guitar before and a lot of piano and whatever, singing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then picked this up thinking bluegrass would be grammarly friendly.
Yeah, it certainly is.
So,
And then you attracted Bill out of the woods to
all of a sudden Bill made this thing happen, and this is tons of fun, just tons.
Well, let's have some more fun with, what do you think, Buck?
Do you want to introduce another one in?
Yeah, sure. This one's Make Your Way Home. Don't know where to go. You pack your bags, you move down from the mountains back to your home. Maybe you're an opportunist, a sellout definitely, but at least you got your friends, your dog, and your family. From the shadows of the mountains, you gotta make your way back to that big, big lake. From the shadows you're me. There you go, you made your change, but you don't know that you're really just sitting at Silly Strange. You know how the wind blows, you see me all alone, smiling, laughing, singing on my way home. From the shadows of the mountains, you gotta make your way back to that big, big lake. From the shadows of the mountains, you got nowhere to be, 'cause I know that you're me. And you have no way to figure out why you have the need to satisfy, but you know that you will.
Hey, the plucked up string band. How did I do, Dick? Plucked up string band.
Good. Plucked. Maybe we should spell it P-L-U-C-K-E-D for the folks out there. Yeah, just to make sure they know what we're saying.
They can find it then online. So,
nope.
Otherwise,
nope,
we could spell
not online
that.
Yet, huh?
These guys are nervous about the impact of the name on my political career. Last night they were expressing. I wasn't concerned at all. I mean,
Bill Hansen. What does he really stand for?
Not when
he stands for other
riffraff he hangs out with. It's not going to make much difference.
That's true.
Now, Will, I imagine we're going to hear the plucked up string band on Sidetracks.
Maybe. Uh-huh. I don't like tooting my own horn as a thing.
Well, you're tooting everybody else's horn, too. So.
Well, this is going to be this.
You'll probably hear it more than you care to hear.
On the record. It's all on record.
Maybe
now.
You can tell us a little bit about your musical background.
Well, I've been playing bass since I was probably 11, I want to say. Kind of just in like school orchestra and stuff.
For 10 years now? Or
actually, tomorrow's my 25th birthday.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
Good for you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, we did get notice of that, Buck.
Yeah.
That
did we?
It's Will's birthday coming up.
And gave me a stack of donuts instead of a cake. So if you want some donuts, there's still a ton left. But I played up through high school and college and kind of made the switch over to bass guitar for a while. I just kind of packed it because they're the same instrument, only one's horizontal and has frets.
Sure.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Fell 2 credits short of a music minor in college, and but stuck with it and just needed an outlet for that.
Really? That's great that you found these guys or they found you or however that worked.
And the bass, of course, adds a lot to the music.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
it does.
Kind of fills the room here a little bit and kind of lends the rhythm to what's happening.
You know, the the interesting thing for me is looking at these mandolin and the banjo, how narrow the neck is, and your fingers have to really be, the strings are so close together, it seems like, you know, so. And whereas Will, you know, he's got a lot of room to move around on those strings.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I don't have to move far. It's pretty lazy, actually.
I could never imagine playing Elio's thing, because, like, how do you do that? It's just, you mean there's not an inch between every finger?
Yeah. Right.
But how about on the bass? Is that hard on the, it's bigger strings. Is it harder on the fingers?
Yeah.
Bigger calluses.
I've crushed my pinky a couple times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got some nice calluses on this. And
yeah.
So you got to play regularly to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. It's not for the faint of heart.
Oh.
So the other question I have is when you write a song, if you're writing the song, Elliot, are you writing music for all the parts, or do you guys get together and figure out what the parts are?
This is actually the first group I've played in where all I have to do is give them chords, and they do the rest, and it's unbelievably awesome.
So it's a lot of little bit of improv on the...
Yeah, they can do whatever they want. Yep. Right. I don't think I've ever wanted anything different, so...
Yeah, you guys sound really great.
We don't, in the tradition of string band music, we don't really have exact arrangements. You know, we try to agree on the chord structure, mostly.
Pretty much it.
Yeah. And then it's pretty, when you hear the instrumentals, that's just improvising. Oh, yeah. So it's, in fact, most of it's improvising.
It really sounds great.
But that's
great.
The fun of it. That's the beauty of the music. Yeah. It's kind of hillbilly jazz, some people call it. It's, you know, it's... It's that's the whole fun of it is the improvising.
Sometimes. Right, even if
that's how we run this show too.
Well, obviously,
by the way, and no, that's no, a surprise to no one.
No, I came looking for the script book when I first got on.
Yeah,
saying,
yeah.
Where's the script? What am I supposed to say?
Well, and I said, "What?" Rehearsal is, you know, on Thursdays. Exactly. We're ready for another tune, I think.
Great. All right, this one's called Wasteland.
Wasteland?
Wasteland. Yep.
Okay, got it.
Explain the Dharma, the rules, the road, the fools, the foe. And if you play my song, you might as well start singing it too. So I miss my radiator warming up my bed all summer, but on my life I know it's not just me, the pain is on her. I guess I'll go pick up myself. If I go home, then I'll turn up landscapes and the dreams that seem to go with the flow. They try to make us see the side, but they lie for a living. Yeah, they lie all their life. Half a day to the wasteland, half a year to get back to here, half a day to be all on my own, but all my life to find that woman I love. Scheming on a way to find me. It's almost as if you're not even free. Mm-hmm. to find that woman I love. Half a day to the wasteland, half a year to get back to here, half a day to be all on my own, but all my life to find that woman I love.
Wasteland.
Wasteland.
A plucked up string band written by Elliot Noyce. So we got T.S. Eliot writing The Wasteland, and
here's Eliot, yeah, following up. Say, one thing we haven't talked about is where you guys have been playing.
Matt's front porch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are welcome.
It's really great.
Pincushion. You go off for a run up at Pincushion sometime.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I have to find out when they're playing. We'll know when to run.
We did just get a fill-in spot at Radio Waves.
Oh, cool. Excellent.
Yeah, so that'll be, I think, like 11:20 or 11:40 on Saturday in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's exciting.
That's great.
That's a big event.
Really good. Yeah, we're
these
stoked.
Days.
Yeah.
We're also playing the little crowd warm-up gig at Mountain Stage.
Okay.
Which night?
We're playing on Thursday night, I believe. So the first night. Yeah, the night Charlie Parr is playing. And we'll be outside. They hire a local band to kind of warm up the crowd before they let them in the tent.
Uh-huh.
And that'll be us. It's about 45 minutes usually out front. So come enjoy that. We'll be discovered by the big-time producers at Mountain Stage. And this
will.
Time next year, we'll be like, Buck who?
Yeah.
No. What? Well, that'll be true regardless.
You'll have an agent. You'll
have a song for you, Buck.
Yeah.
You'll have an agent and a new name, is my prediction. Yeah.
Well, let's hope that it's nice weather. Sometimes it's a little cool standing there playing.
Yeah.
But
1 year the fire was raging, the Pagami Creek fire. Remember that?
There was
a huge
column
of black smoke over. It looked like the doom of mortar there in the west. And but it's always a great show, and it is really an honor to be associated. I always say, I've played near Mountain Stage.
Yeah.
Not quite on Mountain Stage, but nearby.
No, we're very lucky to have that event here, Grand Marais, and also, of course, the Saturday Night Show.
Yep.
Unplugged.
Yep.
Become
a
fixture here, Cook County. And I think there's still a few more tickets out there for folks that are listening and
what are the dates
to be a part
again,
of that.
Buck?
That's the 18th, 17th, 18th, and 19th of September.
That's right.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And the Saturday night show being a fundraiser for North House. So anybody out there, get on your computer and check it out. Yeah, and of course,
tickets.
Thursday night, the big event will start before Mountain Stage.
Yeah, yeah, get there early.
Get there early because the plucked up string band, I almost said string wrong.
I know.
We'll be playing prior to the other event. So.
And also at Radio Waves on Saturday.
And Radio Waves, yes.
Our basic problem is we don't have enough songs to do a whole set yet, so we're working on that.
Yeah,
we're getting close, I think.
Mm-hmm. So
we're getting there.
We have some
Are
covers.
You pushing
we do
Elliot
some covers too. Yeah. Well, it'll be longer if we because it takes a while to write a song and then
get
it together and learn it. And it's actually harder to learn originals than it is to learn covers,
sure.
of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but we have some covers too that we do, so between that, we should be getting close to a 2-hour gig here pretty soon.
We're depending on you, Elliot.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
A little too much.
Yeah. No pressure.
I wrote 6 songs in May, and I wrote 6 songs in the last 10 years. So,
okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
We have full faith in Elliot.
I imagine that's
say,
been
we're not close to having the other group members write songs, and Amanda Hand has written some good songs.
Yes.
She's been working. She's a wordsmith, so she's been helping with the words, and so it's a collaborative effort. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, has that been a process, Elliot, just to learn how to go about that for yourself?
Yeah, well, I'm my own self-critic. I mean, the worst critic, of course.
Yeah.
So I always have a hard time finding things that I like.
What do you do when you're done with a song? Is there somebody that you play it for before you bring it to
I usually have played it like thousands of times by that time for myself. So if I make it to an end, I probably like it. So I'll keep it. And then if someone really critiques it, I probably get really defensive and annoyed by them.
Oh.
But
And
then
what do you
I'll
mean you don't
change
like
it,
this
so.
Part?
Right, exactly. I've played it so many times that it's ingrained in me. But
you really want to change this?
Yeah. No, I don't have anyone that I just bounce it off of. I run it by everybody. I play it for everybody, whether they want to hear it or not.
Okay.
The true artist.
Yeah.
True artist.
No, that's putting yourself out there when you do things like that. It's not easy.
Yeah, yeah, especially some songs. So. Yeah, definitely.
Well, we have more time for music.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to hear some more.
Great.
Be great.
This next one is a song that I played with Bill's son out in Montana, in Bozeman, when I was living there this winter. It's called Love Easy.
Wind in the sky, in the clouds, I see your face. With her blonde hair, blue eyes, oh, what a beautiful place. Always tried to beguile. Maybe that's why I haven't seen her for a while. The earth and the trees and the leaves, I see her face. With her brown hair, green eyes, oh, what a beautiful place. While we were, I kept dreaming about another place. Black hair, blue eyes, oh, what a mess I made. All right. I've only known her for an hour, but I've been trying to get a date with her my whole life. I've only it seem like it ain't no big thing to me, but I promise you that I'm sincerely happy. All right. I've only known her for an hour, but I've been trying to get a date with her my whole life. I've only easy. Please don't try to understand, 'cause I don't know where my blows land. Just tell me why you don't look me in the eye while you're shaking my hand. Maybe I'm the one who's free and you just can't bear to see me. You keep asking me why, but I already told you that I'm loving easy.
Musicianship here is pretty high class.
It's very good. Yeah, these guys are good. Nice. Well, they played before.
Three out of the four.
Hey now, Bill.
I don't know what that means. What's that pointed at?
Yeah, they're all looking at
now
each
we're
other.
All offended.
Yeah, seriously.
Just because a man is
equal,
you're out.
Equal opportunity offender. Bill is wearing. He's got these little metal extensions on his fingers that are an advantage over what the other guys have. Yeah,
castanets. What?
No, he doesn't wear them. Oh, yeah.
No.
Banjo, wore them too. Banjo. Yeah, it helps.
I want to know, Matt. Now, when you play the bagpipes, I mean, does that involve wearing a kilt then too? Is that part of the program? Or
it actually doesn't work unless you're wearing one.
That's what I wondered.
I'm wearing a kilt secret under my pants right now.
Oh, you are. And another thing, that when you play that bagpipe, do you have to go up and down hills, walk? Everybody,
part of the mechanics of a bagpipe are you have to be moving.
You have to be moving, yep. Or it doesn't function.
It doesn't function. It's like a third lung, and you have to move.
It's going to be harder to have you in the studio doing
that. I don't know
that.
If you're kidding or not anymore.
Yeah, no, I believe it fully.
We might have to pre-record that before he comes in. I'm not sure how that's all going to work.
Otherwise.
Yeah. No, it's fun. I was amazed at that list of instruments that you play. And you left that one out.
I play them all poorly. So
already I know that the all is not the right answer.
Mostly poorly.
No, it is fun having you. I'm amazed at all the musicians in Cook County.
Oh, boy.
And we keep hearing more and so much talent.
Yep.
Pretty lucky.
You guys ever go down to the Harbor Park and jam down there? That'd be kind of fun.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, we have that's a good idea. Yeah, put the hat out.
Yeah. If we have time to play together, we want to learn songs. So.
Yeah, right. Now we're focused on the learning. But
oh, yeah, no, I understand that. But that would be a fun venue for you.
Summer, of course, is busy. And, you know,
say at least.
Yeah, so all of us are busy, but we make time for it. I do what I can to play with these guys. It's good for my mental health, for sure. Mm-hmm. And it's so much fun and creative outlet. So
that's really nice. Got to make the time. That. And Elliot, you take off. For the winter, you going back to Montana in the winter?
I don't know. This winter is up for grabs, okay. To say the least.
You don't want to break up the band.
Well, this little competition between my son Carl and we're fighting over Elliot.
Oh, really?
I can play in a rock band.
Wants back he wants out to in go Montana
because they have a very successful rock band out there. In fact, they became quite successful just before Elliot left to come out here for the summer.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to entice him to hang around, and Carl's trying to entice him to come back out
maybe
there.
We can get Carl to come back here.
Well, there's that, yeah. That would solve the whole thing. If he's listening,
Yeah. And Krista.
Yeah, and Krista is a great bass player from out there.
I think we should hear one more song.
We have time for one more tune, and you guys are...
All right. This one's called Nine Chord Bridge, which is a logging reference. A bridge that can hold a truck that has nine chords on it.
I wouldn't have known that one, Bill.
I'm glad. Every program.
I wouldn't have known that either. Yeah, the band's looking puzzled here.
Well, so were we, weren't we?
Son, yeah, life is hazy, but I know that you're not the only one. I say crazy that you don't have a little bit of fun. So don't be lazy, get your ass into the midday sun. So drink your beer, your IPA. You got your life to live, so fix that debt, now fix that sieve. How about you move about, you get a bike and deserve that stout. Just not chips, bits, and spacing out. So I say, don't be lazy, get your ass into the midday sun. Yeah, life is hazy, but I don't doubt you're not the only one. I say crazy that you don't have a little bit of fun. So don't be lazy and get your ass into the midday sun. Day sun, yeah, life is hazy, but I know that you're not the only one. I say crazy that you don't have a little bit of fun. Don't be lazy and get your ass into the midday sun. Get your ass into the midday sun.
that little tune. That's the plucked up string band. Yeah, Bill Moore, Matt Nesheim, Elliot Noyce, and Bill. Who is it again? Bill Hansen is the fourth guy.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for coming in tonight. It's really been fun.
Yeah, thank you.
And I hope you'll come back.
This is great.
Join us again. And you can hear them down at Unplugged before on Thursday night.
Yep.
And then, of course, also at Radio Waves on what time is that, Will?
I think it's 11:20.
On Saturday.
Saturday. Second
early,
yeah.
Early slots on Saturday.
I think we're second or third act, so.
Yeah.